views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the premiere episode of Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic, and I am so delighted to be here today. But before I get started, I just want to thank Dr. Pat and the entire team of Transformation Talk Radio for just entrusting me with this show, for Benny for being at the helm of this ship, and most important, for all of you for tuning in. Again, my name is Eve. My company is Elite Tarot. I'm a professional tarot card reader where I work with clients around the world on helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. On today's show, we're going to be talking a little bit about how we can use energy from our own power to embrace joy, a little bit about Halloween as it's coming up in a few days, however, not from the perspective that you might be thinking. And then later in the show, I'll be doing tarot card readings for you. So if you're interested in having a reading, give me a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you're feeling disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying to bring healthy love into your life, we can look at it through the lens of the reading. The way I read tarot cards, it's not from the perspective of a divination or a fortune teller, as I believe that messes with free will. In fact, my approach and philosophy is completely the opposite. As I look at tarot as a guide just to provide guidance, clarity, and insight, but with all the power remaining with you, with the person with the question. I look at tarot just as a visual representation of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, wants you to be happy, wants you to succeed. So there is absolutely nothing scary that can possibly come up. It's similar to a visual representation of that little voice inside that we are always overruling. It's like, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want the added insight and guidance. As such, I do not predict specific events or look into the energy of someone external, such as what does he think of me? What is she thinking? It is completely understandable to want to know the answers. I get it. I want to know the answers too. But when you are looking into that external energy for things that are outside of your power and control, from my perspective, it's just not an effective use of energy. I sort of like to think of myself as kind of like a vocal coach. It's up to you if you want to sing opera or country. I just want you to use your instrument effectively. If you're wanting a reading but just not sure what to ask, that's fine. I may rephrase your question to one of strength, or I can just do a general reading. So what do I believe in? I believe that we are all surrounded by energy. You can walk into a room where nobody is saying anything. Walk away and you'd say, oh my gosh, you can cut that tension with a knife. You could walk into that same room, again, nothing being said, and say, oh my gosh, it was lighter than air. What is all that energy that you're feeling and sensing? I think that we're all connected. When something happens on a global scale, we all feel the impact. When something happens on a local level, we all feel the impact as well. If we can feel the impact when something negative happens, then we can also feel the impact when something positive happens. What I try to do in a reading is to look at that energy that surrounds us as a physical weight. And then you can either have that energy in the face blocking you, so you're exerting twice as much energy but only getting half as far. Or with your own strength and power, move that energy to your back, so now you're exerting only half as much energy but getting twice as far. Now, you can't see me right now because I'm on the radio. However, there's a wall right next to me, and I'm pushing my hand against the wall, trying to get the wall to move further away from me. Something must be working because my arm is engaged. However, what's really happening is I'm just expending ineffective energy. If I want to be further from the wall, I actually have two choices. I can either continue to push against the wall and wonder why I'm tired and frustrated in the result, or I can just simply move my chair. And sometimes, after we've been putting energy towards something that hasn't yielded the results, but has engaged us, either positively or negatively, the simplicity and ease of moving a chair may at first seem almost like a letdown, almost too easy. Yet the end result is exactly the same, with less physical and emotional stress on the body. So that is basically my philosophy in a nutshell. How do we, with our own power and strength, move that energy so it's working for us rather than against us? Sometimes against our own best intentions, we're fighting with our own energy, and then as a result, finding ourselves blocked, stuck, and not accessing joy. So when I started my practice, I realized that there were some phrases that became almost pet peeves of mine. And these were phrases that were so quickly tossed around as if they would solve everything. And then I was using these same phrases in my practice, much to my own dismay. Phrases like, trust yourself. Let go of the past. Don't worry. Just be true to your gifts. Oh, all you need to do is just date a different person. Take a leap of faith. Or even the phrase, just be happy. And I'd find myself using those same phrases with my clients because instinctively we all know what those words mean. However, when I was saying them to my clients, they'd be looking at me as if to say, yeah? And it's like I was finished with my sentence and they were waiting for me to finish it. And I realized from my perspective and also from theirs, they're like, yeah, Eve, I got it. I need to let it go. I'm coming to ask you how. So I took some time to really look at some concrete step-by-step ways a person can let things go. A person can trust their intuition, but all using their own power and strength. Now, a little bit about me. I love cookbooks. In fact, I have got a collection of cookbooks. The more outrageous, the better. When one of my girlfriends got married, I asked all of her close friends and relatives to send me your favorite recipes, and I'm going to put them in a book and give it to her for her bridal shower. And whenever I travel, I just head straight to the used bookstore and I go to the cookbook aisle. Of course, first stopping at my local coffee shop, being addicted to coffee. The types of cookbooks that I love the most, however, are the ones where a local church, synagogue, or community group created a cookbook pretty much as a fundraiser. And so they asked all their patrons, give us your best recipe. And that those I find are the most authentic. They are tried and true recipes because they know whenever they serve this peach cobbler, people respond. Also, they tend to use ingredients that are easy to come by within their community. So I took that approach and I thought about the different challenges that I saw time and again in my practice and step-by-step processes people can do to address some of those concerns. If you're doing Betty's apple cobbler, you want to be able to do it yourself without having to rely on Betty to be in the kitchen with you. And I like that every recipe can be tweaked and tailored and just made right for you. So when we come back, though, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about some of those recipes we can put towards that energy in a way that accesses your power and strength. So we'll be right back. I'm going to just take a quick break and rest my voice here. This is Eve, the MBA Psychic with Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat with a very special message from all of us at Transformation Talk Radio. You matter. We are thrilled to join our friend Olivia Newton-John as she transforms the cancer experience by helping patients live better with cancer and defeat it. Many of you are like me. We have all lost someone to cancer. Are you ready to expand hope and rock the world with the vibe of Thrive? Are you ready to live on with Olivia and millions of other brave souls? Join us in remembering the journeys, the hope, and the courage that Olivia has ushered in through the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness Research Center and the Live On Journey Call to Action. Share your story, tell your friends, pay hope forward. We can thrive together. Visit onjcancercenter.org. That's onjcancercenter.org. Or transformationtalkradio.com and click on the banner. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor.
Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Is all I saw, and love is all living through. Thank you for life.
So we're back on Main Street Metaphysics Radio with me, Eve, the MBA psychic. My company is Elite Tarot. If you're interested in learning more about me, you can read more at EliteTarot.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. I will be doing tarot card readings very shortly on air, so if you're interested in getting a reading, give me a call at 800-930-2819. But before I get to that, I wanted to briefly talk about Halloween because how could I not? Benny, do you have plans yet for Halloween?
We do as a family. Yeah, I have little trick-or-treaters in tow, so to speak, this year. I have twin boys that are going to be six coming in January. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we've got their Halloween outfits all picked out. One of them's going to be Eli. He'll be Hiccup, who is a character from How to Train Your Dragon.
Excellent.
A big movie, yep. And the other one's going to be Iron Man. So we've got his little puffed up costume all ready to go too. And for me, unfortunately, I can't give out that until Monday. I'm sorry, but I talk about on all the other shows, I only reveal until the day of, because there's a huge competition here at the radio station for best costume, best dress, best creative, and so forth like that. So I have to keep it on the down low.
Well, I understand. I understand. I can't wait to hear what the Halloween outfit is. You know, for me, I find Halloween such a truly fun and unusual holiday.
Yeah, Dr. Pat and I, we usually talk about it every year. And she, I think, still kind of up in the air on what she wants to do for her Halloween. I think it was, oh, man, I can't really remember off the top of my head. I know she's going to try to work it in with her new hairdo, which is spiky and blonde. And I know it might have been a couple of, like, musical characters, I believe. Yeah, that might have been it. Well, I'll double-check with her in the next hour. However, she and I both get pretty creative, and everyone around here, and it's always a joyous time. And it should be kind of fun no matter what, even if it's kind of creepy, ghouly, or haunting, or whatever.
Well, you know, it is a fun holiday, but it's actually a working holiday. Because for me, when I started my business, I had absolutely no idea that a tarot card reader is to Halloween what a tax accountant is to April 15th.
Ah, very true. I like that.
This was such a surprise for me because all of a sudden when I started my business, I got all these increased requests around the holidays for Halloween parties. And I mean, I'm grateful for the work and everything. It's just that it's just a different approach when I do readings at Halloween parties. And part of it's because of that costume. So it's interesting because as a tarot card reader, there are two main parts to my job. One part is doing professional in-depth readings, and these are done either in person or over the phone, Skype, worldwide. And there we look into about 12 cards, really go into some depth, create a profile and roadmap for the next 3 to 6 months. And those readings take like about 60 to 90 minutes, and they come full write-up, photo, summary sheet, and recording. And you can book one of those directly on my site. But the other part of my job is doing readings for baby showers, bridal showers, bachelorette parties, corporate events, retreats, birthday parties, and pretty much any kind of gathering where people are just wanting that little extra something. And in these events, they're anywhere from 5 to 5,000 people. So, you know, I can't do a 60 to 90 minute reading. And so for those events, I tend to look at just 2 to 3 cards, and each reading takes about 5 to 10 minutes, similar to the readings that I'm going to be doing on air today. And since I do my work 365 on it's Halloween, while people tend to talk a lot about tarot during the holiday, for me, the work is for the most part the same. Sort of. Because if I'm doing a reading at a black tie gala, it's just assumed that the guests are all wearing formal wear. This is different from when I'm doing readings at a summer barbecue where people tend to be dressed more casually, or if I'm at a hospital conference where many people are dressed in their uniforms. What the person looks like is completely immaterial, because when I do a reading, I'm tapping into the energy of the person. So it took a little getting used to doing readings at Halloween parties where the clothes people were wearing would be the opposite to the event. So my first Halloween party as a tarot card reader, a woman came into the room wearing scrubs, a stethoscope around her neck, and a badge on her uniform. And she sat down and we started the reading. And I think I was just trying to make an analogy to something, and I threw out, you know, you probably experience this with your patients. Now, she didn't respond, but she was looking thoughtful, but I just moved on. And it wasn't until she left that I was like, oh, wait, she wasn't in the medical profession. Wait a minute, did that badge say inmate? And it's a two-way street, because she probably wasn't responding to me, because at the moment of the reading, she wasn't thinking about what she was wearing. Because even though it's a party, when a guest sits down at my table, they're coming with serious questions about their life, career, marriage, love. And she's probably thinking, wonder what she means by patience. The next person came in, said how he was afraid that the cards would say something scary, which is a totally usual question. And I assured him they weren't. And then I said, and if anything goes wrong, I know we're in great hands, because he was dressed like an FBI agent. And I was like, oh gosh, I did it again. And after that, I just realized that if someone's coming in with a hatchet in his head, dressed like a postal worker or even a psychic, just don't pay any attention to it. So it's a truly unique and fun event each year, no matter where I do readings, and they're just always unexpected. I remember having a woman coming in looking like Morticia Adams with the long black hair, and she sat down, and after the shuffle, I looked down, and then when I looked up, the person sitting across from me had short blonde hair. And I must have looked thrown, because I was thinking, what happened to the brunette? Did she leave? And then she said that she thought it would be more appropriate to be more natural, so she took off her wig. And then one of my kind of humorous times was I was doing readings at a law office for the staff, because Halloween fell on a weekday. And I don't know if you saw a Modern Family episode where Mitch thought his new law firm dressed up on Halloween. So he came to work with the full Spidey outfit with the big giant muscles, which he had to hide in his suit when he realized that they did not dress up. So I was doing readings in a conference room, and people had been kind of not been in serious costumes. But one person left, and then I heard thump, thump, thump. And in kind of walked, or rather squeezed in through the door, a full-size, giant, big bird, complete with a full beak, tons of feathers. And he just sat down, took off his beak, and we just started the reading. It's always definitely an unusually warm and happy event. But if you're thinking, oh my gosh, maybe we can get a tarot card reader at our party this Saturday night, I'm going to have to say good luck, because most tarot card readers, we've been booked for about 2 months for Saturday. But if your party is on Friday night this weekend, tomorrow night, or on Sunday, and you're wanting a tarot card reader there, that definitely might be more possible. So regardless, whatever your plans are, I hope you have a wonderful and safe Halloween. Now, before I go to break, I want to just quickly go over the process that I'm going to, for the readings I'm going to be doing when we come back. I use the Rider-Waite deck. And while I describe the card, you can feel free to look up the card online if you'd like. I always like to start with a disclaimer, though. I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and that a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And for each caller, I'm going to be choosing two cards on behalf of them for the reading. The first card will represent the current situation, and the second card will represent advice and guidance for optimal success and happiness. As I talk with you on the phone, I'm going to be shuffling and fanning the cards face down in front of me. Using my left hand, which is my non-dominant hand, I'm going to be choosing cards on your behalf. The non-dominant hand is the hand that accesses the unconscious. As the way I look at readings is just an extension of your unconscious, and your unconscious wants you to be happy and succeed, there is absolutely nothing that could come up today that could be scary. And even though there's some scary looking cards out there, sometimes the scariest looking cards are actually some of the best. And finally, when all is said and done, they are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you, and I certainly have no power over you as well. You always have free will. So we're going to go take a quick break, but when we come back, we are getting right to the phone lines. So to do tarot card readings, so give me a call and stay tuned. And you are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, and we will be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am thrilled to support my friend Olivia Newton-John. Yeah, she's on a mission. She's on a mission to transform the cancer experience by helping patients live better with cancer and defeat it. Let's open our hearts and give hope to others. When Olivia was going through her cancer journey, the love and support of others gave her hope when she needed it most. You, yes, you can help people live better with cancer and defeat it too by sharing your live on journey. If you or someone you love has been touched by cancer, share your story as a video or share it in words or images. You might be a patient, survivor, carer, family, friend, doctor, nurse, or researcher. Together with Olivia, we will build a global community of care with our stories of hope and our commitment to thrive. And by remembering the people we love, everyone deserves a chance to live on. Share your story and make a donation. Visit ONJCancerCenter.org. ONJCancerCenter.org. Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's MichaelShane.com. Shane.com and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. When we try to control the manifestation of our desires, we unfortunately limit the possibilities. We reduce them down to the 3D linear level that we have seen and recognized from our past and from around us. Source is limitless. The potentiality is without bounds. Because you don't know how circumstances can unfold doesn't mean that they're going to turn out badly. Try taking your foot off the brake and allow Source to show you the amazing display of unlimited potentiality. If this is a pattern, you may want some help with releasing it. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into that potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with Eve, the MBA psychic. I am so excited about getting right to the calls and doing readings for you. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. But first, let's talk to Rashida. Rashida, welcome, welcome. And being the first caller on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, I've got my fingers crossed and I'm saying, I hope she's nice. Oh, I hope I didn't say that out loud. Rashida, welcome.
I'm so nice.
Yay. Welcome, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, and yourself?
I am good. I'm just really excited to be talking with you. Is there anything Oh, my pleasure. Is there anything you have a question about, like guidance on, or just a general reading?
I do have questions. I'm going back and forth between which one I should ask. I'm having like a health crisis right now. Because I do a lot of energy medicine myself, but nothing is working on me. I've been sick for going on almost 3 months now. I had sinus infections, bronchitis, and now as I was starting to get better, I've gone back to coughing with all this congestion, and it's just been an ongoing cycle. I have not had a break since the beginning of September.
Oh,
and we're about
gosh.
To go in November, and here I'm still sick, and I've been to the doctors, and, you know, I definitely believe in alternative care, but I try not to take antibiotics, but I had to, and I felt very guilty of having to do it, but it didn't help me. Either way it goes.
I'm so sorry that it sounds like it's been a really rough time for you. Oh, my gosh, I can only imagine. You know, I can't necessarily look into something health-wise, but I can definitely look into what energy you're putting forth that might help kind of speed some things along. And so I'm happy to look into that. So I'm going to ask for guidance and clarity and insight on Rashida for optimal success, health, and happiness. So what I'm done is I've just been shuffling the cards, and now I'm choosing two cards on your behalf. The first is the situation, and the second one is the advice. Okay. So, you know, some stuff is definitely counterintuitive. And the first card that came up is the Five of Cups. Now, in this card, you have a person and he is completely drawn and staring at these three spilled cups of wine. Now, right behind him are standing two upright cups. And in order to embrace that, kind of those upright cups, it requires that turn away from kind of that feeling of sadness and loss and everything that goes along with that and grief. And so in terms of the medical aspect of what is going on, that I always point it up to the sky and saying that's above my pay grade, but we can look at that energy that you're kind of carrying with you that just is adding additional stress and strain to the body and also to the soul. And in this card, what it's showing me is that to let go of some of those things that have been kind of taking up valuable real estate inside, that there's such a desire to hold on to it. And no matter how much we like to say, oh, you know what, I'm over this, I'm over that, I know it was a bad mistake, this, even if it wasn't, you know, that we can tend to be harder on ourselves. And there's been some kind of rough times, but to rather find the ways to release it and bless it, just so that you can turn and embrace the positive. And so one thing
is
that
this
I might...
Is this in regards to a particular person or a situation itself?
I have a feeling that there's some people involved here, because, okay, you know, that there's this feeling of not wanting to let it go and holding on to that. Now, it is understandable, because, you know, what we do sometimes is, like, if we've got a bruise on our arm, then when we think it's healing, we're like, I can't see the bruise. Let me see if it's healing. And so we bang our arm against the wall or something, or push really hard on it, which then only just delays that healing. One thing that I found that might be something to try is to write a letter. And this can be written to someone living, dead, someone who may not have necessarily intended harm or pain, but the end result is that it's still taking up that real estate inside. And just to ritualize that, releasing it from you, so that you can turn and embrace all this amazing, wonderful stuff that's there. One of the things I'll recommend doing is to write that letter, and you just want to write it out, handwritten, not typed, and just put everything in there. You know, I hate you. I can't believe you said this. I'm so hurt by this. And maybe it's something that happened from childhood, but we just want to release that. But first, we want to get rid of it all, from all the real estate it's taking up inside. So you want to put everything down on paper, but then at the end, say hello, however, I choose to live my life with peace and joy and love and health. And so for all that, I release you and any claim you have on my life going forward. And then immediately burn or shred the letter. You know, because you don't want to hold on to this for a second. It can be emotional to write it, but when you burn it, you're letting it go. And the key part is to note your body, how your body feels afterwards instead of your brain, and see if that can also help. But I want to quickly get to this and this card too, because the advice card is such a strong advice card. The advice is the Queen of Wands. Now, I love when people pull kings and queens, because it really talks to how much strength you have. And wands are all about creativity. And so from an advice perspective, you've got this person who is, she's sitting on a throne. She's got a sunflower in her hand. She's got a little black cat in front of her. She's got a painted throne. She definitely thinks outside the box and is super creative. Embrace that part of you with your actions, despite the brain, because you have all this creative outside of the box thinking. Put that in place, release some of the pain from the past, and then again, don't worry about the brain. Do what you need to do to get well physically. But note your body on how it feels by just some added metaphysical immunity boosting mechanisms inside. Does that resonate? Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And I will definitely write that letter.
Yeah, and you know, start small. Start with the guy in the blue Honda who cut you off. Dear guy in blue Honda, I hate you. You made me late for work. However, I choose to live my life with love and peace and joy and strength and health. And so I release you and any claim you have on my life. And then you do not want to hold on to that letter for 1 second. Just make sure if you burn it, you do it by an open window so that the house doesn't burn down. But you can start small. But then again, note the body afterwards. And I think that when we start adding that in, you're doing what you need to do in terms of doctors and all of that medicine and everything that you're also doing. I think that hopefully you'll start feeling better. But honor your creative strength, because that advice card is showing up. And sometimes it's because we're so still kind of holding on to some of that other stuff that we don't get to that chance of honoring our creative strength and being just and just really enjoying the adventure, but in your own unique way of doing things, because you have a very unique outlook. And what was the point of you having that unique outlook if it wasn't meant for you to use it?
Oh, okay. What a great advice and a great reading. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you for being my first caller. Call back again. Let us know how you're feeling, first of all. Feeling after releasing the past, letting it go. And again, this is not forgiveness, because forgiveness always sounds like it's about the other person. We're just, it's like you got a home that you want to build and you've got this plot of land, but you got a sump pump that's just kind of rusted and hanging out. We just want to clear that out because even though you're writing that letter to a person, you're not sending it to the person, and it has nothing to do with that person. We are just releasing that, and then we're just noting our body and then just living your creative strength. And please keep me updated.
I will. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Get well soon. And thank you so much for calling. Keep us updated. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more readings. And so you're listening to Eve, the MBA psychic at Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, and looking forward to doing more readings when we come back. So thanks so much and stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm a friend of Olivia Newton-John. We're fired up to join the Live On Project with our friend. Live On means to have hope, thrive, and remember. So join Olivia and all of us here to defeat cancer for good by sharing your Live On journey at onjcancercenter.org. Listen to the journey as shared by Olivia and friends on a fabulous new album, Live On, available on iTunes. Just go to Transformation Talk Radio and click on the banner.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this task and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Well, I love that song. We are back on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, and Larity getting excited and ready to talk to Shelly in Seattle. Welcome, Shelly. How are you?
I'm super fantastic. How are you, Eve?
I am doing great. I'm so excited to talk to you. How can I help you today?
I'm so excited to talk to you, too. I would love to talk about my money energy.
All right, let's take a look. Finding for guidance and insight on money for Shelly. All right, so what I'm doing is I'm fanning the cards out face down, picking one card for situation and then one card for advice. Just waiting for a card to stick to my finger here. All right, so the first card that comes up for the situation is the Two of Pentacles. Now, in this card, is you see almost like a clownish figure, and he's kind of dancing as he's trying to kind of balance two pentacles. He's got a pentacle on one hand, he's got a pentacle on the other hand, and he's trying to decide which one. And he's gone back and forth so many times that almost like a rubber band, the infinity sign has formed around it. And in the back of him, you see the ups and downs of life with boats on the water. And so when this card comes up, it tends to be that we've kind of overthought a situation. And so a lot of times, are you tend to be kind of in your head a lot, kind of weighing things back and forth a little bit, sometimes too much?
I don't tend to, I do.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's first start by saying you used to, even if you still feel like you do, want to make sure that your words reflect what it is that you want and how you want to be. And
okay.
So, because of this, when you have put so much intellectual, analytical energy into the outcomes, particularly when something is as personal as money, what can happen, though, is that you've now made it so that no answer is going to feel completely okay. Because it's like, should I have pizza or should I have chicken? Pizza, chicken, pizza, chicken, pizza, chicken. Oh, you know what? I just really want to go out for hamburgers. Because now you're like, I don't care. I just want to make a decision, but I can't. And so know that some of that thinking, you've just kind of, when you get to that place, you've overthought it. How do you know when you've overthought that situation? Is it's all of a sudden, do I want pizza or do I want chicken? In your mind, it now is, I don't want to be wrong, and I want to be right. Can you feel the difference between the two?
Mm-hmm. And that's perfectly describing something that's happening in my space right now, too.
Yeah, and you know, Here's the thing. Once you're in that space, just accept the fact that whatever decision you make may not necessarily feel good, but just make a decision. And because when you're getting to that stage, it really doesn't matter, in a sense, which decision you make, whether you have pizza, whether you have chicken. But the longer that you're spending that going back and forth, you're missing the ups and downs, joys and adventure of the journey. And so recognize, hey, you know what? I'm not going to feel too attached to any decision just because we overthought it. Make the decisions that you need to make. You know what? You can always change course. You can always go in a different direction if you want. But no more thinking at this point is going to yield any more result. If it would, you would have thought of it by now. Believe me, I can match you head to head on these back and forth things. But if there was more, it could just be that you are missing some external information, or it could just mean that you're just kind of going over it again and again and again in your mind, and that now it's just not having that same impact. Make a decision. It does not matter what you do. Just do it.
Got it.
And then in terms of the advice, I love this card, and it's the Eight of Wands. And in this card, you just see eight wands, and there's no people involved in it. And some of the wands are going up, some are going down. Some of the things that you're trying to make decisions on, some of those will go up, some may not. The thing you think will pan out the way you want it to pan out, that might not. And yet at the same time, something that you didn't think was even worth your time even thinking about may yield tremendous benefit. So since you don't know which idea, which decision you make is going to yield what result, just bless everything as movement, but without too much attachment. It's in the attachment where now our brain gets involved, our heart gets involved, and then we're no longer able to kind of let things go that aren't working and embrace new things that we really didn't think is going to go anywhere. Does that resonate with you?
Oh, so, so loud and clear. Yes.
Awesome. You know, it's easier said than done. But yeah. One thing I'll ask you, do you believe that you can make a decision that you will feel good about?
I know which one feels better, so it's just been picking. Okay. So I'm going with what feels better.
Actually, you know what? And I hear what you're saying, and I just kind of cut you off because I'm going to ask you the question, and this time, and what I want you to say is just say yes. Do you believe that you will be able to make a decision that you will feel good about ultimately?
Yes.
I do as well. Note how that feels in the body when you said it that way. Did your body feel slightly different?
Yes, kind of tingly.
And doable. Everything, now it's more doable. That's why when you said that's who you are, want to make sure that's was who you were. Because words have weight and they have meaning. So we don't know where, you know, you are best served in life when you just let yourself be pushed and pulled by the universe, honoring what you need, but at the same time, allowing for the majesty and just the magnificence and the serendipity and all this other stuff that is part of this journey of the universe. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad that was helpful.
Thank you.
Please call back. keep us updated on how it goes. And thank you so much for calling.
Yes, you will. Thanks for being on the show. We love you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Take care. Well, I can't believe the hour's over already. So I want to thank you all for tuning in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I had such a wonderful time, and I hope you did as well. If you'd like more information about the show, schedule a reading, you can go to elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. Please join me every Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Next week, we'll be talking about the magician card a little bit, and then we'll be doing more readings. Until then, have a great week, and just remember to enjoy this journey. Celebrate the adventure of the journey, and just to celebrate yourself along the way. So often we tend to focus on other people and we forget about our own selves. So honor yourself, and I will see you here next week on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.